Greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day four. We've been considering the story of the man that was born blind that's recorded in John chapter 9. We've been looking at that the last 3 days, and today we're going to continue here. As I mentioned last time, I said I was going to talk some about the Sabbath today, and that's what we want to get into here, but I'd like to recap the story a little bit. Maybe this is the first time you've called in during this week, and so I just want to recap a little bit. Jesus and his disciples were walking along, and they saw this man that was blind, and the disciples questioned Jesus, asked him, well, who sinned, this man or his parents? Why is the reason he's blind? Is it because of his sin or his parents' sin? And Jesus said it wasn't because of his blindness wasn't because of his or his parents' sin, but that the works of God would be made manifest, it says. And so Jesus spit on the ground, made a little bit of clay in his hands, and put it in the man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he would receive his sight. So the man obeyed and washed and became seeing, or was able to see. Well, his neighbors and people that knew him wondered if this really was the man that was blind, because now he sees. And some people said, well, it looks like him, but it's really not him. But he said, yes, it is. It's me. And so they brought him to the Pharisees, to the religious leaders there. They brought him, and we talked yesterday about the motive why they brought him, and maybe you'd like to go back and listen to the first three messages, different points I brought out about these different things. But what I'd like to look at today is that it was the Sabbath that he did this, where he made the clay. It says in verse 14, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened the eyes. And so it seems like Jesus was always getting in trouble by the Jews for breaking the Sabbath. Here in this account, it says that he made clay and opened his eyes, you know, that this gave sight to this man. And even in the very act of spitting on the ground and turning or making this mud into clay, according to their laws, it was breaking the Sabbath, it seems, here in this passage. We have another incident when it's recorded over in the book of Luke. Turn there here. Luke chapter 6. Hard to turn here with the phone in my hand. Okay, Luke chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says, and it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do you that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? So here they were walking through the cornfields. They plucked off a few ears of corn. When it says they rubbed them in their hands, I think they were taking this dried corn and shelling it so that they could eat it. And this was breaking the Sabbath because they were doing work. They were rubbing this these ears of corn, and that was harvesting, or that was, working there. In the same sense here, when Jesus made the clay, you know, brick, people that made bricks, well, they got it wet, they made this clay, and that was strictly against the Sabbath to do that on the Sabbath. It was against that, even though it was just a small amount. It didn't matter if it was just spitting on the ground, making the clay, or if it was, just getting one ear of corn and rubbing it and breaking off the kernel so that you can eat it, it didn't matter to them, the Jews, because these guys were, Jesus and these disciples were breaking the Sabbath. Another account in John chapter 5, it says that Jesus was at the pool of Siloam, and here there was a man that had been lame for 30 some years, I think it said, 38 years. And it's, Jesus said to him, this is John chapter 5, verse 5, it says, and a certain man was there which had been in, which had an infirmity 38 years, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Goes on and says, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is a Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And so here, you know, it wouldn't have been like a big bed like you and I would probably sleep in. It was more like just a mat on the ground, and he rolled it up and he picked it up. He wasn't going to need it anymore there by the pool of Siloam because he was healed, and he left with it. And so they were all upset because he broke the Sabbath in their eyes. So what is this? Why do you think Jesus did these things on the Sabbath days? And, you know, I could give you many other examples, but I think you have read those accounts of Jesus healing or doing things on the Sabbath, and he was always getting in trouble. Why do you think he did those things on the Sabbath day? It seems like many of the recorded miracles Jesus did was on the Sabbath day. And as we're reading through the gospel accounts, we're always bumping into them as we read those four gospels. Well, Jesus knew the law. Jesus also was a young man. He was only 30 to 33 years old when he was confronting these religious elders, these leaders, these church leaders. So, why was he doing it? Doing miracles on the Sabbath, it seemed like it always provoked the church leaders to anger. And it also gave them grounds to not believe in Jesus because, as it says there in our passage we're looking at, John chapter 9, it says in verse 16, I think it says, that this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. So it gave them grounds to not believe in Jesus. It also caused division. At the end of that verse, it says, and there was a division among them. We talked about that yesterday, where Jesus brings division. So it caused a division among them. Well, it didn't seem like he was very respectful to those church authorities. Why is that? What was the reason for breaking the Sabbath? Why was he, was he breaking the Sabbath? And what was he trying to show them? And what was he trying to show us? You know, it just, like I say, we just see it all the time where he's breaking the Sabbath and, you know, going against the church leaders. And, you know, it seems like there's something going on there. What was he trying to show us? Well, I don't really know for sure, but I will speculate a bit. The Jews had their oral law. It was more than just the Old Testament, but it was their oral law. It was later written out, and it was called the Mishnah. You might have heard that word before. The Mishnah was the oral law that was written out. It wasn't. It was adding to the Old Testament, and it was man's interpretation of some of the things out of the Old Testament. The Talmud was later written, which was in two parts. The first, the first part consists of the Mishnah, this oral law, but then the second part was the Gemara, or the commentaries of the Mishnah. It was commentaries of the Mishnah, and that's actually still being used today. This Talmud, it's still being used today by the Jews. And there were hundreds of things that the Jews added to the law of God. I was trying to look up the number because I've heard it before, but it was, you know, like even in the thousands. I'm not sure exactly, but there was at least hundreds of things that the Jews added to God's law. And it seemed like Jesus was confronting that. It was the idea of man's law that Jesus was coming against, in a sense. In Matthew 15, Jesus says, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? By your tradition, for God commanded, saying, 'Honor thy father and mother,' and he that cursed father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, 'Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift, by whomsoever thou mightest be profited by me.'" Anyway, it goes on. So he showed them that they were adding to the law of God, and that wasn't right. And also in Matthew chapter 23, he is very strong, very, very strong words that he says to them. He says, "Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, 'Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor.'" See, that was their moral law, their oral law. "Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the gold of the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift?" And he goes on there, and so here Jesus was confronting this oral law, or this man-made laws that were being bound upon the people, and Jesus wasn't happy with that. I don't believe God the Father was happy with that. That's why the Father, directed Jesus in these days, in those days, to heal on the Sabbath and do many different things. And so I don't believe Jesus was breaking the Sabbath, but he was breaking the commands of men. And I believe that we should be very careful that we don't impose our own laws or commandments or rules upon people, because we could be just like those Jews who Jesus called blind guides. We could be just a religious group that is, maybe trying to hold to a bunch of religious system, but not have any reality in Christ and in following the commands of Christ, but following the commands of men. And I think that's one of the things that we can at least see from these incidences or these examples of Christ, where he seemed to go against the Jews, and I always get in trouble. It just happened over and over and over again, and he was really trying to make a point here. So I think we should heed that point and see that, we have God's commands, and it shouldn't be added on to like so many times is done in a religious system. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. And Lord willing, we'll continue again next time.